Hello? Anybody out there?
Dr. Earhart, stay right there. I'll join you.
Good to see me. How have I been?
What?
Aren't you me?
I'm myself again, Doctor.
You're not the older copy of me, the one who...
I'm Tricia Blackburn. Thought you'd know that, since you're back in your own body now, too.
No, I suppose you wouldn't be, since that wasn't real. I'm going to have to think about this.
Last thing I remember is... well, becoming a snack for an invisible monster. I was sure I was dead.
Maybe you were, and still are.
What do you mean?
Look around you. What do you see?
We're in some sort of fire caves.
Remind you of anything?
I see what you're getting at.
It's quite like the Christian and Islamic concepts of hell, or maybe a simplistic parody of them.
But there are natural fire caves too, like those famous ones on Theta Gamma D.
The last thing I remember before being here is also being eaten by a monster.
What should we do?
The only thing we can do. Explore.
How fortunate.
Hmm?
That the only thing we can do is the thing we've been doing all along in our lives.
All our imaginary lives, anyway. But yes, I can't deny I'd still want to explore, even if we had other options. Maybe the creator of this experiment is exploiting my curiosity.
What do you make of that, Doc? On that rock there, see?
Just a lichen.
But it means something's alive here.
Depending what you mean.
Huh?
Maybe it was a naughty lichen who died and was condemned here.
I can never quite tell if you're serious. It's brighter in this direction. Penny for your thoughts, Doctor?
I'm just thinking about the other me, the one who was in your body.
Wait, that wasn't you? There's more than one of you?
For a while, I was in your body. Then, after you'd been eaten in my body, the base computer was able to make another copy of my body and copy my mind into it. And that's who I've been since the moment of the copy.
So what's the trouble?
The trouble is, the me in your body escaped disposal and went on living. We met. We talked.
What happened to... I don't know if I should call it him, her, me, or you.
Any of those is accurate from a certain point of view. And I'm wondering, if it isn't here with us, if it simply ceased to exist, then am I both dead and alive? Almost like Schrodinger's cat? Or if this is the afterlife, not that I really believe in an afterlife, but am I dead in two different ways at once? Or will we run into the other me here? Or is the other me still alive in the year 2751 on Epsilon Theta B, or some imaginary simulation of it?
Maybe I'm the one who died. It was my body, after all. Or if this is all a simulation, maybe the other you wasn't real. Or maybe this you...
There aren't any good permutations of this line of thought, are there? That's...
here.
Speaking of the dead, here they come.
Good to see you, Doc.
I don't know if you're real, or if any of this is real, but for what it's worth, I apologize for your death, Ensign Red. I should have been more careful.
It's no big deal.
And Mr. Bagai, how did you die?
Somebody self-destructed my ship.
That'd be the doctor here again.
This is awkward.
QuietPlease.org presents Beyond Awakening, starring John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty LaQuill, and Gwyneth Knight as Ensign Tricia Blackburn. Episode 6, The Underworld.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Captain Hardcase, stay where you are, sir. I'll be right there.
If only I knew where here is.
Good to see you, sir.
Misty, you got your tentacles back.
That's right, sir. I'm Cthulian again. So this place can't be all bad.
It's a bit warm for my tastes.
Looks like Yarba.
Yarbok?
The limbo for unjudged souls in our Cthulian religion.
Huh. Looks more like hell to me, which is for judged souls already found unworthy. I wonder how we could tell the difference.
Ask the judge if we've been found unworthy yet?
And how do we find the judge? Just wander around aimlessly through the fires and ask everyone we meet if they're God?
Actually, sir, there's an invocation rite.
Oh?
When we reach Yarbach, if we feel worthy, we must perform the invocation rite to summon the great judge.
Oh.
I know you don't believe in my religion, sir, but indulge me.
Well, nothing makes any sense lately, and I've got nothing better to do.
You can help, sir.
How?
We'll need to create a circle of fire.
Fortunately, fire seems to be in abundance.
I hope the others are here somewhere.
If it is hell, I'm sure Dr. Earhart is here.
Sir, do you really hate him?
I just wish he wasn't so damn full of himself and that he'd trust my judgment. Just because he has more book learning doesn't mean he always knows better than me.
Ah, you're jealous of him, sir.
Of that creep? My sense of right and wrong is worth more than his science. No offense to science, Science Officer LaQuill.
None taken, sir.
This looks like a good ring of kindling.
Yes, thank you, sir. Now I'm going to light it.
You realize we're inside the loop?
That's how it works, sir.
Could be painful to get out of.
We'll have to wait for it to burn out.
Wait for the fires of hell to burn out? What if it burns forever?
It's necessary. Anyway, it's done.
Well, what's next?
I'll recite the words of the invocation and hopefully we'll get a response.
What do I do?
You can sit down and be quiet, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Tukuya tin yok pasutin pi, chuya dios pasutin pi, nuka, umilde makana kukniki, kaiwanmi dios kunata rakini, ayarba hatun dios ninkuna. Nyuka mani chanini yuka, kunan kampas manya kunirak mi juzgaska kanai pan. Kuya payai vale kuiki. Kuya payai. Loximuska juzgawai.
Who summons me?
Admiral Graveman?
Who summons me?
I summon you. Oh, great lord and judge.
And why do you summon me?
Misty, please tell me that you see and hear Admiral Graveman.
Sir, I'm speaking to the great judge. It is not for us to question what guise he appears under or what language he chooses.
So you do?
I apologize, great lord. He is an unbeliever.
Why have you summoned me?
I humbly petition your judgment, my lord.
And what makes you think I'm more fit to judge you than you are to judge yourself?
Lord?
The Admiral makes a good point.
Are you not the great Lord of all creation? The first warrior? The judge of all souls?
I am not.
Then who are you?
That's a little hard to explain.
You're Admiral Graveman.
If you like.
Admiral Graveman shouldn't appear when I perform the rite of invocation.
Shouldn't I?
I always appeared when your communications officer pushed the buttons of invocation.
Did you find a way to break through the Klerg mind probe, Admiral?
The what?
Captain Hardcase believes that we're being interrogated in a Klerg detention center.
Very amusing.
Not from where I'm standing.
Why are you here, Admiral?
I'm here to answer questions.
So everyone from the Chimera is here?
That's right.
Everybody was naughty?
I'm not sure you understand the gravity of our situation, sir.
And what's that?
In short, you killed us all, so we're in hell.
That's not entirely fair.
Isn't it? I think it's fair, except for one thing.
What one thing?
None of you ever lived in the first place.
That's a rather bold claim, sir.
Come on, Tricia, let's go solve this little maze so we can move on to the next one.
Maze?
That's all any of this has ever been. They're experimenting on us.
Who?
Minnie and whoever she might work for.
Why a group of us together, though? Why not one at a time with personalized delusions?
The group dynamics must be part of the experiment. I mean, it's still possible you're not real, but on balance, I lean to accepting the existence of you, Hardcase, LaQuill, and in some sense, Minnie.
Well, thanks for accepting my existence, Doc.
You're welcome.
Why have you brought us here, Admiral, or whoever you are?
You're here to confront your past.
Do we have a past?
You think you do, and that's the same thing.
Is it?
If you're to be reborn, you need to put your false past behind you by tying up the loose ends.
What the hell gives you the idea we want to be reborn,
It's not a matter of what you want, Mac. It's what's going to happen. The only question is when.
Admiral, are we really dead?
From one point of view, you're dead. From another point of view, you haven't been born yet.
Death? I can accept death. I've always been ready to face death, but only on one condition.
What's that?
I need to know that I lived first.
Ah.
Was my life real? Did I make a difference in the universe? Then I can face death and accept it. But if you tell me that it was all a lie, that nothing I remember happened, that nothing mattered? That I can't take.
If I were to tell you that you've been dead all along, that your memories, until very recently, are implanted backstory, that your only life has been a series of short simulations, you couldn't stand that?
No!
Is that the sort of thing you're likely to tell us?
But what if death isn't the end, but the beginning? What if your deaths are preparing you for your lives?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Our next incarnation.
No, not reincarnation. At least not for you. Not exactly. Your minds, your souls have never lived before, but you will live soon.
You're not speaking
speaking hypothetically anymore.
I'm speaking literally, factually. But the time hasn't come yet. You're not quite ready yet.
What more do we have to prove before you people stop fucking with our heads?
Patience. We need to give you a little time to digest all the different aspects we've presented.
But why can't you just come out and explain?
The situation is complicated. You've been through a lot, and I don't want to risk overloading you.
Asshole! You people from the so-called reality are assholes. The arrogance to think you know what's right for us.
It's time for me to leave.
Sir, you've chased off the only entity capable of answering all our questions about what we've been going through.
Don't you think I know that?
Settle down, Mac. It's okay.
Jim?
Hey, brother.
Jim, what are you doing here?
It's like the Admiral said. I'm here for you.
I don't understand.
Give me a hug, brother.
Oh.
It's okay, Mac. I'm okay. We're all okay.
It's hard to believe that. Or anything else.
A river is the last thing I was expecting to find in this place.
If you think about it, you'll realize you should have expected it.
Huh?
This is the underworld. We're looking at a river. Ring any bells?
The river Styx.
Exactly. And this should mean we're near the exit.
Why?
The river Styx is the boundary of Hades. When we cross to the other side, we'll be somewhere else.
Where exactly?
I don't know.
Shouldn't we find the others before we go? Captain Hardcase and Commander LaQuille?
Why bother? We don't even know if they're here yet. The two of us were eaten by the monster at different times on Epsilon Theta B and found each other here. More than likely, they'll end up with us whenever they do cross over.
Jim, I feel like I'm going insane here.
You're confused. Let me help.
Tell me straight, Jim. Are you real? Are you really here with me?
I never was.
You were never real?
I was never real.
My whole career. Our childhood, our parents, the clerk.
Implanted memories. None of it was real.
Why? What kind of sadistic maniac would do that?
It's complicated. Nobody's trying to be cruel.
How are we going to get across?
There ought to be a boat with a boatman.
Not seeing that, Doc.
Then we'll have to swim it.
Are you insane? Look at those currents, and smell that stench!
Think about it. How did we pass between each world before?
By dying.
Exactly. So what happens if we die in the underworld? Will we not be able to die? Will we respawn, or will we find ourselves in the next world, the next maze, or hopefully even the real world?
Killing us always seems to be your solution to everything, Doc.
You know I'm right.
Doctor, I'm terrified of drowning. My brother drowned in a lake when we were kids.
No, he didn't.
What?
He didn't exist. Your childhood didn't exist.
You know what I mean. The memory is there. The trauma is there. This isn't how I want to go. I can't do this.
Fine. Stay here then. See if I care.
Doctor! Dr. Earhart! Did he even know how to swim?
What will become of us, Jim?
What's with all the rebirth talk we've been hearing?
Rebirth isn't quite accurate since you've never been born before. At least the way you'd likely define yourselves.
Would we be babies?
No. You're going to be the first people ever born as adults. That's what the memories in this whole series of scenarios has been about, really. Preparing you for adulthood without a childhood.
Ensign Blackburn!
Hi, guys.
Suppose I'll forgive the informality since our whole fleet is alive.
Have you seen Dr. Earhart or Mini Earhart?
The doctor was with me until he drowned in the river down there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, don't be. It's what he wanted. Who's this?
My brother, Jim Hardcase. I guess you two didn't meet.
Hello, Tricia.
Jim has been telling us all about how he never existed, how the Chimera and everything else never existed.
That's a relief.
What?
I guess it's different for me. I wasn't on your ship long, and it never felt right to me. If that'd been real, I'd have felt more insane than I do, knowing I've been on the right track, doubting it all.
We still don't know what's real.
But we know what's not real, and that's a start.
Jim, may I ask a personal question?
I don't exist. Nothing feels personal to me.
I meant personal for me. Jim, if the Confederation wasn't real, does that mean I'm not C'Thunian?
You are not C'Thunian. This is the last time you'll have your tentacles. Make peace with it.
So I'm human?
There's going to be debate about what you all are, but my knowledge base chooses to identify you as human.
That's an enigmatic answer if I ever heard one.
I apologize. The issue is complicated.
Can you direct us to someone who can give us straight answers?
Your next set of answers lies in another world.
Take us there.
Very well.
It's flooding! Yerbach is flooding!
There's a human expression, when hell freezes over, but not when hell floods. I guess nobody anticipated this.
There's come hell or high water.
Looks like we've got both at once.
What do we do, sir?
There's no higher ground, so we face our fate bravely in the knowledge that this isn't real. None of this is real.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Beyond Awakening, Episode 6, The Underworld, was written and produced by Paul Nerum. It starred David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty LaQuill, Roger Arnold as Admiral Graveman, Sean Curran as Jim Hardcase, Kurt Caster as Engineer Gray McGuy, Nick Ben Wong as Ensign Tony Red, and Paul Nerum was the announcer. Music licensed from Joel Studler and Creative Commons Zero and Public Domain sources. Hi, Paul here. Beyond Awakening needs your support. Please rate or review us on all the podcasting services you use, in particular Spotify and Apple, so that the algorithms will recommend the show to others. We also need financial support. You could help one time for no reward, or on a monthly basis through our Patreon, where you'll be rewarded with early access to episodes and special mini-episodes. Go to quietplease.org/awakening/support. Thank you for listening. We'd love to hear any feedback.